S1W38, Penny and Charles. What a day, Penny mumbled to herself as she slid into a booth in a corner cafe. She plopped her purse on the table and shuffled around the inside for a stick of gum. She finally found one and began chomping vigorously as she considered her next move. She checked her cell phone. 4 missed calls, all from her mother. Penny's finger hovered over the number as she debated calling. She should call her back. Her mother was probably frantic with worry. But the conversation would likely end with her mother telling her to move back home, away from the dangerous city, and find a nice boy in their small town to settle down with. Penny sighed and put her phone back in her purse. She'd call, but not now. Right now she had to figure out what she was going to do. "Can I get you something, hon?" A friendly waitress walked up, pen in hand, to take Penny's order. Penny scrounged around in her purse again until she found her wallet, a habit she committed to practice after an embarrassing incident of ordering a meal with no money to pay. She slid her finger across 3 or 4 20s, surprised until she remembered where they came from, then stopped when she saw the waitress counting them with her. "Just bring me a coffee," Penny stated crisply as she snapped her wallet shut. The waitress walked away with red cheeks, heels clicking on the hardwood floors. "Why did I take that guy's money?" Penny scolded herself. The complainer had paid her for chauffeuring him around town and buying him clothes and booking his hotel. He offered her a permanent job as his assistant, which until about a half hour ago, Penny had been seriously considering. She didn't make much money working at the Y, so why not? He was a straightforward, albeit overbearing, lawyer with a legitimate practice. The guy was obviously loaded already. That's why Penny was so confused. Why would he need any more money? Why would he need to lie? Someone plopped loudly into the booth behind her and grunted. Penny drew imaginary circles on the table until the waitress returned with her coffee. "Can I get you anything else?" the waitress asked, penitent. Penny shook her head no, but the waitress hesitated. "We have a lunch special, if you'd like. It's a classic cheeseburger made with 100% grade A beef, bacon, chili, red onions and peppers, and it comes with French fries and coleslaw. I'm a vegan," Penny cut her off and the waitress stopped. "Well, I'll just leave the menu here with you," the waitress rambled on a little more before moving on to the booth behind her. Penny took a long sip of her coffee and made a face. She spit her gum into a napkin and set it on the table. "Yuck," she took another sip, sans gum, and casually listened to the conversation between the waitress and the customer behind her. "Can I get you some coffee?" the waitress asked. "No. Actually, could I get that lunch special?" "Sounded great." "You got it," the waitress stated as she clicked back to the kitchen. Penny's heart slammed against her chest and she twirled in her seat to peep over the other side of the booth. "Charles?" she gasped. Chuck looked up and his face flushed. "Penny? What are you doing here?" "I could ask you the same thing," Penny stated defensively. Chuck sighed. "Just looking for something to eat." "You?" Penny stared at him a moment. "Two chance meetings in the same day? Impossible coincidence. Are you following me?" Chuck's eyes grew wide. "What? No. Don't be ridiculous. Then how did you know where I was?" Penny asked accusingly. "I didn't." Chuck raised his eyebrows. "You're the one snooping over booths. I work right across the street. How do I know that you aren't following me? Why would I follow a guy who called me stupid?" Penny glared at Chuck fiercely. "Maybe because you are." Chuck retorted. "You take that back." Penny screeched. "What is this, fifth grade?" Chuck's voice dripped with condescension. "Are you some sort of deranged psycho stalker? How dare you?" Penny's cheeks turned red in rage. Chuck opened his mouth to hurl another insult at her, but paused when he saw the tears falling down her face. Something inside Chuck melted. I'm sorry," Chuck said through clenched teeth. "Maybe that was a little out of line." "A little?" Penny frowned. Chuck sighed. "I've had a really, really long day." "Me too," Penny nodded and wiped away the tears on her face. "You wanna have lunch with me?" Chuck asked tentatively. "I promise no name calling this time." Chuck gave Penny a sideways grin and she smiled. "I guess so," she replied. She slid out of her booth and into the seat across from Chuck. The waitress returned with Chuck's food. "Here you go," the waitress slid his plate in front of him and glanced at Penny. That does look good," Penny stared at Chuck's plate. "I think I'll have the same," Penny directed the waitress. "But I thought..." The waitress stopped herself. "Sure, coming right up." Chuck grinned at Penny. "You're a lousy vegan." Penny smiled sheepishly. "It was the first thing that popped in my head. I just wanted her to go away." Chuck took a bite out of his burger and smiled. His day just got 100% better.